The call's gone out for 5,000 Tasmanian locals to work on local farms over summer as the borders remain closed. So will that work challenge be met? And why have locals in the past shunned the option of working on farms? Jeeveston organic apple grower Matt Tack says he's been working on farms for as long as he can remember and says it's a great life on the land.
I started out working in agriculture and in farms when I was very young. My dad had a farm and in North Queensland, and we always worked on the family farm there with watermelons and pumpkins. And when I went off to university, that continued. But I used to find myself every holidays looking for work at the local mango packing or lychee packing operations up in Queensland. So every school holidays, every university holidays, it was into the season.
Do you think because you grew up with it that that's the reason why you kept doing it?
I think because, I mean, it was available. The money was actually good. It was hard work, but it was good, a good way to make money over that holiday period. Yeah, I think so. I grew up with it. I was comfortable with it. And I think that also it was, look, I'll tell you what, working in a packing shed was a damn sight easier than picking watermelons and pumpkins. So it was almost like a step up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got to be very careful picking watermelons, haven't you?
Yeah, well, back in those days, every watermelon was, you know, passed along like you were throwing a rugby ball along the line, and then up onto a trailer, and then into a bin on the back of the trailer. So, if someone dropped it, or you were bending over to pick up a watermelon when the next person let go of theirs, you'd cop one it'd lay you out. I think these days they got conveyor belts. It looks like a much easier gig these days.
Yeah, and I've got to admit, when I was at school, one of my school holiday jobs was working at the markets, and I had to stand below a big truck loaded with watermelons, and I was the first one they threw the watermelon to, and I had to pass it on to someone else. There were a few droppages, I'll let you know. So it sounds like working on the farm is not a boring job. What would you describe it as?
Oh, look, it's always changing. Working the farm work is always interesting. Look, there are days where you're just doing the same thing for long periods of time. But the good thing about it as well is that you can. There's always things to do, you know. So there's always, if the weather doesn't work on one day or something is not lining up, then you know you can always go on and do something else. So there's always plenty of things to be getting on with. It's always interesting.
Yeah, and you can always listen to podcasts or programs like The Country, can't you, while you're working?
Yeah,
away.
That's right. So yeah, my mornings is ABC, and then it's Country, and the afternoon it's audiobooks. So that's well, particularly when I'm in my thinning or pruning or picking. Yeah, it's good, you know. And certainly that said, after lunch, I think most days when I'm picking, I've got to put on some sort of high energy music to get me going after lunch. Some days after lunch, getting out there picking apples, it gets a little bit hard to get started again. You know? You sort of come out after lunch at about half speed, unless you sort of put on something that gets you moving.
Now, what's happening at the farm at the moment? Because you're coming into a pretty useful time. Pruning done, bud burst about to happen?
Yeah, so bud burst is about to happen. We've got a lot of our dessert fruit pruning is done. We're into this. We've got a lot of cider apples here. About 60% of our fruit or area under orchard here is cider apples that we grow in partnership with Willie Smith. So at the moment we're cleaning up water shoots on those, giving them a prune, and looking forward to the season. So it's a case of all go. Winter never seems long enough sometimes. You know, sometimes you think, oh, I'll have all this time in winter to get all these jobs done, and then you turn around and what are we? We're sort of a week away from September.
Yeah.
So suddenly it all comes crashing home. You know what to do.
Exactly, in the busy period. Do you employ many people on farm at height of harvest?
So we, during thinning and harvest, we bring other people in. We, in past years, when my kids were a bit younger, we employed people sort of part time throughout the season to help with pruning and other jobs. But this year, my kids are a bit older, so my wife and I are getting in and doing the pruning together, and it's really nice actually to be working together again. So yeah, we employ about four or five people during thinning and thinning and picking.
So what are you hearing on the ground with the bigger growers and their concerns about the availability of workers? Do you think the Tasmanians will rise to the challenge and get to work on farms this summer?
Well, I hope so. I think there will be some that step up. I still feel there are a lot of structural challenges in the benefit system, particularly Centrelink. When we first came here, we tried to employ 100% locals for the first couple of years. And they're very smart people. They know exactly at what point they're earning too much to either go over their savings cap or, that they're going to be kicked off Centrelink for a period. And because the work is so spotty, you could be picking, a week, and then you might have a week's break between varieties or something like that. It makes it very hard for them to come along and sort of consistently provide that work. So I'm hoping that some of those things change this season. But I also think that there will be a number of Tasmanians, whether they're students or like I was, or other locals who are looking for something different to take up those training opportunities that are there now and really make the most of the desire on these bigger farms in Tassie.
Yeah, Huon Valley organic apple grower Matt Tack on his life working on farms, still enjoying his work, urging locals to look for work on farms across the state over the next few months to nullify the lack of the visiting workforce normally here.